To the effing editor. WMDs found. I found them. They're everywhere. Just look around. You'll see them too. They bump into each other like bumbling idiots. In the process, they kill thousands of people. Nearly 43,000 in the U.S. alone in 2002. And maim millions more every year. The carcasses of small animals they leave in their wake is heartbreaking. How many trees have been axed? How much arable land has been rendered useless except for their fleeting rites of passage? They leak toxic substances onto roads, driveways, and parking lots, which accounts for 70% of our water pollution from runoff. They poison our air so badly that by the afternoon, whole skylines magically disappear. 8,000 pounds of carbon and 700 pounds of air pollution were generated to make each one. They create wars over oil. But we love them, or so we're told, by the big oil and car corporations, I'm sure. They throw daggers of fear into our hearts if our children get anywhere near one that's moving. Think of all the places our naturally provided means, legs, of freedom of movement has been restricted just to allow these death machines to roam freely. They've turned millions of square miles of our land into don't walk there or you may get killed zones. They pile up in junkyards by the billions. What to do with all that waste? The old tires, batteries, filters, used oil. The list is endless. When they get stuck, the operators get so angry they gun down other operators. I hope that one day we Americans will learn from the more advanced, certainly more forward-thinking people like the Europeans that non-polluting, efficient, and safe means of mass public transportation is what we need to work toward for a sustainable future for our children and their children. I, for one, will continue to walk, rollerblade, bike, and bus it around. I hope you'll think about it, too.